We have a question for Abby. It's from Jody in Florida, and she wants to know, how do you get your recreational horse to drink when away from home? She says she's tried molasses, Kool-Aid, and electrolytes, and none have helped.
Aren't those obnoxious?
I
We
have
can call
one.
them picky drinkers, right? My best advice, I guess, is, once you've sort of identified a said picky drinker, if you can start, if you know you're going to be leaving at the end of the week, to head to a show or to go trail ride or whatnot, start ahead of time. So get them acclimated to whatever electrolyte, Kool-Aid, whatever it is you're going to use before you leave home, and get them used to drinking that with your water. And then it makes it an easier transition sometimes to, get them drinking that same electrolyte with the new water once you get there.
Yeah.
Claire, any
And
other tips you have?
you know what I'm going to say, Michelle, right? I'm going to plug salt.
I do. I do.
Salt, salt, salt.
I feed my
I
horses
am
more salt than I ever thought I would because of Claire.
a Everybody
So,
forgets
yeah,
about
I'm
salt, though. I don't know about you. I go in the, the nicest of barns, and there's no salt available. It's
I
like the
know.
one thing
Right.
everyone forgets about, right?
Yep. And I've fixed a number of picky drinkers by just making sure they're getting, adequate salt every day. And I've worked with a number of horses that, I used to live in Northern California and near the foothills of the Sierras. And when the weather would get nice in the spring, we'd have these horses that really hadn't done much all winter. And then we'd have these lovely 80-degree days, and their owners would take them on these ambitious trail rides up the mountain because it was beautiful out. And occasionally I'd meet with a somebody have a tie-up episode. All their horses wouldn't drink or what have you. And we have to remember that a horse's sweat is very different from human sweat. Horses dump a lot of electrolytes in their sweat. It's very concentrated in electrolytes. And when you don't have a lot of circulating sodium in your bloodstream, you don't really have much of a thirst reflex. So if you sweat, if your horse has sweat really, really heavily and it's lost a bunch of sweat, its sodium level in its blood is now low. It doesn't have much of a thirst reflex. And I think that's where the saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I think that's where that comes from, right? You could have been out on the trail for 2, 3 hours. You get to a river, you stand in the river, and your horse is just looking off into the wide blue yonder, right? And you're like, dude, like, drink something. He doesn't know he should be thirsty. He's dripping in sweat. But he has no idea he should be thirsty because his sodium level is now dropped enough that he doesn't have much thirst reflex. So if you can give your horses adequate salt, you'll help keep that sodium level up. So even when they sweat, they still have enough circulating sodium to be like, yeah, you know what? I'm kind of thirsty. And it's that same thing. If you eat chips, 10, 15 minutes later, you're like, oh, I need a glass of water or something else. Right? So it's that same thing, right? So I fix a lot of these picky drinkers. I like to add a tablespoon of salt for every 500 pounds of body weight into their feed every day. And that just gives them their maintenance sodium requirement. We're not replacing any sweat losses there. We're just giving them their daily requirement for salt on a cool day doing no work. So then, then in addition to that, if it's a super hot day, you might add electrolytes and things. But I generally find if I can do that for most average size horses, 2 tablespoons of salt a day, 365 days of the year, they will drink. And then if you have an issue with not drinking away from home, then, that can be if you live on a ranch and you go to a, some event at a city equestrian center, maybe it's because the water's chlorinated and they're not used to drinking chlorinated water. Maybe they go from one well source to another well source, and the amount of dissolved solids is different. So there's a different like saltiness to the water. That's where, the molasses, the Kool-Aid, and things in the water, the apple juice that Abby was talking about, that's where that's really helpful. And I totally agree with her. You have to start that several days before you leave.
Yeah, and I would also recommend if you have, this is from experience, if you have a horse trailer that has a water tank in it and you're thinking by taking your own water, your horse is going to be happy and drink it, try that before you go somewhere. Because with mine, I think it got the water a little plastic tasting and he's like, no. So then you end up away from home with a horse that won't drink. So check that out first to make sure. I ended up going to the grocery store and buying big jugs of water for him.
Oh my goodness.
And I think that's a really good point. And, you know, we often fill those things up with 30, 50 gallons and leave them in the trailer. And goodness knows how long we leave it in there, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so also drain it and refill it right before you leave so it is somewhat fresh. And I'd also just add, you know, if you are adding things to bucket water for your horse and you're away from home, please always give them a plain water as well. Because you don't ever want to taint your water and not have just straight water available, because they may actually drink the straight water, and you may have got yourself in more of a pickle than you started with. So I'm a big believer, if you're gonna hang a bucket with electrolytes in, always hang a bucket with plain water as well.